Hillary Clinton. Yeah. She is funding these lunatic criminals, Just Stop Oil, their most recent caper, if you recall. What was it? The summer solstice or something like that, or equinox, whatever it was. And they run out with fire extinguishers that they put some colored paint in, and they wanted to spray Stonehenge, except that they're running. When they started spraying it, they were headed into the wind, and all this stuff blew back on them. When you talk about blowback from a protest, that was quite literally it. Hillary Clinton funds these lunatic idiot criminals, some of which have just gotten several-year prison sentences and well-deserved. They blocked traffic on the M25 motorway back in November 2022, a reckless act. Frankly, you know, you have people who may have an emergency. They need to be able to get to the hospital or something like that. Not to mention how many people had their time wasted by these lunatic idiots. They're just going around destroying things, you know, spraying paintings and all the rest of this stuff. You know, climbing bridges and putting stuff up. But they also threw soup over Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers in a museum. Caused damage exceeding 5,000 pounds. They face a jail sentence for that. But five of the activists who blocked the M25 motorway got jail sentences. One of them sentenced to 5 years, the others getting 4 years each. Some UK members of parliament have called for the group to be designated as a terrorist organization. But Hillary Clinton doesn't think they're deplorable. She loves them. She gives them money. Gives them money through an organization that goes into another organization. That's the way they always do this stuff. That's what Soros does. You know, he puts money into the Tides organization. They create, and then there's all these other things. What they do is they have all these different layers. It makes it harder for people to find out where the money is coming from. Gives them plausible deniability. And we've seen a lot of that in the recent elections here at the state level in Tennessee. A lot of outside money. Being filtered through a lot of different organizations for both Republican and Democrat candidates at the state level. You know, it's Frank Nicely, who just lost because of that. He tried to stop that out of state funding. It failed. Both Republicans and Democrats, majority Republicans, wanted that out of state funding. And so the result is that, you know, if you oppose the banks, you oppose the out of state funding. The out of state funding comes for you. With a big campaign of posters and ridiculously absurd lies, as absurd as this Just Stop Oil stuff. On Thursday, the Telegraph revealed the involvement of Hillary Clinton in funding criminal activities in the UK. Just Stop Oil's largest financial backer is a California nonprofit, the Climate Emergency Fund. One of the Climate Emergency Fund's major supporters is Onward Together, a campaign organization that was founded by Hillary Clinton. So they only went two levels indirect, right? So it's even closer than Kevin Bacon. The report notes the donations are the largest contributions by Mrs. Clinton's organization to a nonprofit in the last 3 years and are funded by public contributions and the sale of merchandise from her online shop. She's got an online shop. I'm with her. Onward Together donated $300,000 to the Climate Emergency Fund in 2021 and a further $200,000 in 2022. Isn't it nice to have that kind of money when all you've ever done in your life is work in politics? Never had a career doing anything? Just like Obama, the Clintons got so rich. The money was then put into a fund and eventually used to pay for Just Stop Oil's protests in the UK. Just Stop Oil recently vandalized Stonehenge, as I said before, and then after that, they caused disruption at London's Heathrow Airport. As we've previously stated, Just Stop Oil is an offshoot of Extinction Rebellion, which is also funded by billionaires. Shock troops for globalist technocrats are pushing for the same net zero agenda. And they're the ultimate creatures of the establishment. Oh, that is absolutely true. Here's the key about Paris. Here's what's interesting about Paris. Paris is a preview of what the Paris Accords want life to be like. When we talk about the miserable sleeping accommodations and everything else, and no air conditioning in the Olympic Village, and no meat, and of course, a filthy, filthy river that the mayor of Paris cannot be bothered to clean up. All of this is a preview of what these people want for us, the utter contempt that they have. And then, of course, the social and religious agenda that is a key part of it as well. Paris Olympics lacks meat-based protein, so the athletes are complaining about this, and some of them are, as they shipped in air conditioning, they're shipping in food now to feed their people because the Parisians won't do it. And of course, Paris is governed by a Marxist mayor. The same Marxist mayor who put on a wetsuit and waded in the water and said, see, it's fine, gets out. Now these people are getting really sick who are having to participate in events there. British athletes flew an additional chef out to Paris to bridge a shortfall of supplies. Their own chef, their own supplies. The CEO of the UK Olympic Association lamented the lack of protein, especially chicken and eggs. Must add bird flu or something. Nothing on the menu. The Paris 2024 document called Food Vision. Food Vision. Isn't it interesting? These people always talk about vision. You know, we have the Vision Zero. It's part of the net zero stuff. Ban all the cars. Vision Zero. Well, Food Vision is the same thing. Let's ban all the real food. When they talk about vision, it really is the blind leading the blind, isn't it? Reduced animal protein to lower the game's carbon footprint. Athletes requiring high animal protein diets is a myth, says the European policy manager. It is a myth that has been busted a long time ago. Those perpetuating it in these games aren't basing their arguments on science. Well, there you go. See, he has a science, and he isn't going to debate you. If you disagree with him, you're not science. In Brussels, the food issues at the Olympics sparked reactions as the EU also aims to promote plant-based diets in a similar fashion under its farm-to-fork strategy, which is the EU's flagship food policy. You see, the insanity that you're seeing there at the Paris Games is all just to put this out there. You know, they want to have the athletes not eat meat, so they can say, you don't need to eat meat. Look, we got Olympic athletes out here competing, and they're not feeding them any meat. And the next thing you know, they're going to have some of these people who won medals, and they're going to put them on a box of insect cereal, just like Bruce Jenner, to sell you the insect cereal. Prescribers of these diets have underestimated the need and the desire for high-protein foods offered by animal proteins in order to repair muscles and to recover between events and training sessions. But they said the policy managers are upfront about it. This is an opportunity to showcase to millions of people that plant proteins are a better alternative for the planet and can also support athletic performance. See, if they can do this stuff, that's why they're coming down so hard on the athletes. So you can sleep on cardboard, and you can eat the bugs or the vegetables and have no protein, and you can still compete, and somebody's going to win a gold medal, and they can take whoever won the gold medal and was unable to set a record because of no sleep and no protein, but they still win a gold medal, and so we can use them as a poster child to sell these kind of measures to other people. No air conditioning, cardboard beds, eating plants, and drinking untreated water in the Seine as you are trying to compete in these events.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish things simply aren't true without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with The David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.